Alléluia.
Talk with us that believe we help us in this session, and trust me that we finish on time in Jesus' name. All right, so that tomorrow can really listen to some other issues. So, we're looking at love, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, walking in the innerness of life, in the last three sessions, we've been able to, in the first session, see our position in Christ, the reality of sitting with the Lord. Okay. The reality of sitting with the Lord in heavenly places, power, principalities, and power. That is sitting at the right side of, you know, Jesus. And we sit down in that reality, the new birth, what he gives to us. By the place where we have spiritual blessings in every place. By the fact of the new birth, we are above the operations of darkness, the operations of the domain of Satan. The new birth took us away from satanic dominion, satanic operations, into God's marvelous light. And we see how by virtue of our desiring God Himself and the service of the Lord of God, we escape the philosophy of this world at the cost of this world. And then, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we are able to access thoughts that God has. I don't want to press into more, as we shared right now. Let's read first and foremost from Romans 12. The popular scripture of Romans 12, from verse 1. Paul was writing again to the Romans church, and to the Romans, he said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world." In other words, they should not allow the ideas of this world to mold them. Are we together? They should not allow the outflow of their lives to be by the philosophy of this world. They are not meant to allow the prevalent thought pattern in their environment, which is not in alignment with kingdom values, to be what we be the value system that they live their life by. So, he said they should not be conformed, they should not come into alignment, you know, to this world, the system of this world, the cause of this world, actually. And by that, they're able to go beyond the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. And they're able to live by the Holy Spirit. Are we together? But being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's the key. That a continuous, that means not a one-time thing, a continuous process of being transformed by the renewing of the mind is the key to escaping, being tied down to the earthly man's nature. All together, to the wings of the natural man. The caterpillar, which, the caterpillar is the one that goes through the metamorphosis that is described by the word transformed there. And we know the caterpillar is good to the head, you know, works on the earth, on the dust. And by the time of the butterfly, without being taught, you cannot link the life of the butterfly to the caterpillar. So, that's a different life. The butterfly flies. It's not glued to the earth like the caterpillar. Are we together? So, it's a complete, total change that has happened. It's like, we can say it's a transfiguration. Because the image also changes. The image of the caterpillar is not the image of the butterfly. Are we together? Are we together? I'm not going to say that. So, that means that the human, by taking in God's word, starts to experience a greater process that will bring a transformation in likeness to a caterpillar changing to a butterfly. And those others are saying that the caterpillar represents the law of sin and death, and the butterfly represents the escape, which is the law of life in Christ Jesus. Do you get that? How many of you know the caterpillar? How many know butterfly? Alright. So, by any of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So when this happens, our life will be a living sacrifice. Our life will be a life that on a daily basis sheets God's will. On a daily basis is an offering unto the Lord. On a daily basis is God's vessel of mercy upon the face of the earth. On a daily basis, it will be a life that will release in the earth. God can flow through us. God can walk through us. You know, on Sunday I was talking about, if I want to read in the volume of the books, he said that Hebrews 10, a body that has prepared me. As the devil is looking for bodies in the earth, demons, they want to walk through bodies in the earth, human bodies. They need a human faith. They are spirits. Hello? They are disembodied. They don't have bodies. How do you know that? How do you get that? So they need people to walk through in the earth. Likewise, the Holy Spirit made a human face on the earth. What will walk through you and me? Are we together? So God's kingdom is established in the earth. And that's what we're talking about in this place. So I will just say something we know before. And why there's a need for a constant dwelling in that realm of life for us to experience it. Hallelujah. Spirituality is real. Spirituality is more than climbing Bible verses and quoting it. Are we together? It's real. There was a Peter that was never in his life able to raise the dead. Hello? Are we together? A Peter that will learn to deny Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we had a Peter that later could speak to a cripple and he walked. A Peter that could raise the dead. Are we together? A Peter who was walking on the first day, he was walking and his shadows. People were trying to just put sick people on his shadows. That. Even the shadow of Peter was the work miracle truth. It's like even that life was free in the shadow of Peter. This is the way life of God that he carried. Are we together? So the Peter after the cross, it's not the same Peter before the cross. Yeah, there was some generality. When Jesus before the cross sent them out and so by two, they had healings. But there was a Peter who was not dwelling in that zone of supernatural and it became natural to him on a constant basis. Are we together? So that Peter went through a process. For that to happen. Are you with me? Did what? For that to happen. Hallelujah. And that's what I want us to just see. So, talk to Ephesians 4. And let me say one more thing from Ephesians 4. And then we move from there. Do you get what I've shared? There was a picture that once upon a time was so fearful. Hallelujah. Was what? Peter had a taste of what he wanted in later. But it was highly unstable. It was highly what? You know, when he saw Jesus walking on water, and he thought it was a ghost that was walking on water, and he said, Lord, it is you, bid me to come. Scriptural record. Jesus said, you should come. And that's what, when you place it on the water, I asked Jesus, he did not speak. I went together. The guy walked distance away from the boat. Hello? On IC. I went together. On what? Not those people that pass around our bridge in Nigeria, not those streams. It's like walking, you know, on the water around the lagoon. I went together. He was walking. Glory to Jesus. But as the wind of those waters start to do what? Blow. And blow and blow. And Peter looked at what is happening here? Glory to Jesus. And he started to focus from not just the person of Jesus, from the word of faith that said, come. Are we together? Look at that, it's very spontaneous. And then he started to think. That is a miracle. Because he didn't think, boom. If I throw Fatima on Lagoon and she lands, if she can't talk up, she dies in the world. Yeah. Are we together? But right now, Peter did what? Was walking. And then that's very hard to think. That thing is very funny. What weight is the weight of Peter? That he was just thinking, he didn't tank. Hallelujah. It's not that he tank or something, he didn't just kill him. The guy was just killing us. Either with legging or top of water. The food has, I mean, the shoe has entered or the sand has entered the water. Hallelujah. And he started to cry, Lord. For Jesus to reach Peter is a miracle of distance that was covered in that place. So Peter had such an experience as it were. Went up with the disciple, had an experience as well. And so that was there before he divided Jesus. Now, but at Pentecost, something changed. Hallelujah. The same Holy Spirit that came upon Peter and disciples of on the Pentecost, most of us there, same Holy Spirit we received. Amen. And so we're talking about that process that changed Peter's life, that changed Saul, who became Paul. That's what we're talking about, that we look into, and we start to daily live in that direction. So that you realize that if we come from this area of strength, church will be powerful. It will be a place that every joint can supply. But it means that there are a lot of joints that are empty. Hello? They are what? So there's nothing for them to supply. A lot of joints that don't have any fellowship with the Father. Hallelujah. And that needs to change. Glory to Jesus. Now let's do what? Church is a place that, apart from the five ministry gifts, the saints are supposed to be able to minister. Church is not meant to be a one-man show. We are supposed to be able to call someone from prayer bank, someone from children church, to just come and share with us and will bless us. Are we together? All right. So here in Ephesians 4:21. Let me start from verse 20. He was talking about from verse 18 downwards. Let me start 17 so we can understand the beat. 17, 4 to 17. These I stay therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles. Because of the new birth, our lifestyle is meant to be different from other Gentiles. Hallelujah. Other Gentiles walk. How do they walk? The next phrase is in the vanity of their mind. What we are talking about is a life that goes beyond living by the vanity of the mind. Having the understanding darkened, that means the Gentiles, their understanding is what? Darkened. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. We are not meant to have blindness in our hearts. Hallelujah. See, I'm not meant to be blind in my heart. So a believer who has having blindness of heart is a believer who has refused to press into the Lordship of life in Christ Jesus. Do we get that? Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto what? Lasciviousness. To walk all of them with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. So one of the key words here is that this transformation of our soul is learning Christ. Do you understand? Is spiritual education. What do I call it? Another thing is missing. So I wrote an article and I said that on the streets of Nigeria, there is scarcity of spiritual literacy. There is so much illiterate spiritual believers. It's something like that. They are unbelieving believers anyway. So much scarcity. We have so many local assemblies, but so much scarcity of spiritual literacy. And that's not the problem. We are not really growing in the knowledge of Christ. It's a major issue. Hallelujah. So they have not to learn Christ. So the prayer of learning Christ. How are we together? Learning Christ. Learning so we can become. Not the people that have a clear conscience who are learning, but never able to come to knowledge of what? Truth. Do you understand? But even of learning and becoming what I learned. It is that place that veils are removed. And what are the veils? The veils of our hearts. Those snares in our hearts.
those habits in our hearts, they are removed. As they are removed, happens, glory bursts into our soul. Glory, glory. And so we have a kind of experience that is a consistent change from one glory to another glory. Are we getting this? It's so big that he has heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Where is the truth? Where is the truth? That you put off concerning the former conversation, anastrophe. That's one of the kind of lies in scriptures. There's how there's anastrophe, there is Zoe, there's the fourth one in New Testament Greek. All together? You know, say the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. It's like saying you have this truth and is the old man. But you as a new creature, what happens? Put it off. Are we together? Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which is after what? God. He's created after God. After God is created in righteousness, righteousness and holiness. And you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness. Let me ask a question. Who is going to put on the new man? Talk to me.
I will put on the new man.
You know, my teacher father once said, somebody came to meet him and said, I want to stop smoking. Let me pray to Jesus. Tell Jesus to help me to stop smoking. Tell Jesus to help me stop smoking. I said, he closed his eyes. Jesus said no. Amen. So why? Why did he say no? He was shocked. He said, Jesus said, I don't like smoking. You stop smoking. Hello. One of the problems of the church is that we have got a mentality of irresponsibility. We take God's sovereignty for granted, and then we refuse the place of woman's responsibility. Who is going to put on the new man? The life in your spirit, you have the responsibility to make sure by virtue of what you have got in the scriptures that it flows to your soul. Are we together? That's why you stop fornicating. Hallelujah. You can't keep on watching Satan calls and Game of Thrones and not have moral thoughts. No, it's not possible. Say to me, image is everything. You're in friend with visuals. I'm trying to sleep, I just see. I also watch Game of Thrones, glory to Jesus. You know, I watch it to a level, I'm like, it's time to repent. this virus may cast the system. I love Jesus. I was in Dubai. I saw a you know, the one case like this, it was like saying, buy me, and I said, wow, buy you? No. Are we together? The original city that I said to Dubai, I'm like, no. I'm not buying you. You can be reading 48 laws of power and not be rich. You can be reading the art of seduction and not be rich. Witchcraft not only do that fly. A lot of witches everywhere. Glory to Jesus. For the laws of power. I have the book. I bought it in a Christian bookshop. Hello. Never heard about Jesus' name. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Say, it is possible to be a believer and give place to the devil. Sometimes you can give him a dining table to sit upon, to sit on, and then it's resting in your life. And we are not meant to give place to the devil. Are we together? let him that still know, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let me pause there. I move to another scripture. Save me the thief. I mean the thief. By learning Christ. Develop thought structures that will cause him to stop stealing. These new thought structures will help him to be responsible, to have the mindset of diligent man. Therefore, he is able to bear rule. All together. Now, after that, what happens? He's not only going to now labor and have reward. Hallelujah. The next thing is that what we call his reward, he can give it out. That is purely high-centeredness. So, the issue is not just that stop stealing, start working and start making money. Uh-uh. The goal was to move him from self-centeredness to high-centeredness. So, when he ends, it's going to be a blessing that will bless the environment. Are we together? He's blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. To be what? That's always in this place. So, through transformation, we shift you completely from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness. Do we get that? Because you could still work and still be selfish. Hallelujah. So, he may have to give to him that needs. It's a completely a renovation of thought structure that can bring that to place. Do we get that? To this level, do we get this? All right. Galatians 2. Not only carefully, we won't take long in the name of Jesus. I thought you say amen to that. Do you believe? All right. Verse 11. Galatians 2:11. When Peter was come to Antioch, and we stood in to the faith, because he was to be blamed. For before that, parting came from James, he did eat with Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Hallelujah. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, in so much that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. One version says, even Barnabas. I mean, that was really painful. Barnabas, my buddy. Because they have been ministering together to the Gentiles. So he's wondering, that's the power of atmospheres. So when Peter manifested that level of prejudice, that level of attitude, Barnabas was carried away. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly, according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Alright? But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Hallelujah. For I to the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. Amen. Let me say before verse 20. Now, this is Apostle Peter, as an apostle now, Peter the apostle. By virtue of his encounter in Acts 9, he had an encounter that made him go to minister to the Gentiles. He ministered to the house of Cornelius. And he saw that even without laying hands or praying for the Holy Ghost baptism, as he was speaking the word to them, what happened? They received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So he realized that place that what God is doing in this time is not sectarian. But it's not about the Jew or the Gentile. That in Christ, there's no Jew. Hallelujah. There's no just male and female. There's nothing like the Gentile. There's nothing like Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa. There's nothing like West Africa, go to Jesus. North Africa, I love Jesus. There's no discrimination, no sectarianism. There's nothing like I'm of local church of Redeem, I'm of local church of Winners, I'm from MFM, I'm from Watergate Church. Hello? Are we together? What God is doing is beyond one man, beyond one denomination, beyond a movement. Hallelujah. So, in a sense, that was there. So, at this time, what happened was that Peter's action was that of hypocrisy. In this place, Peter had an experience that it was first hand of what God was doing among the Gentiles. So here, before the Jews came, Peter was eating with the Gentiles. Hallelujah. But when the Jews came, he was afraid. Peter knew that was not wrong. Are we together? Eating the Gentiles. But for the fear of approval, the Jews who had not had Peter's encounter, Peter had an encounter that made the minister to the Gentiles. But the Jews have not had that encounter. So those Jews, they will reject what Peter is doing. They've not had his experience. Are we together? So for the fear of they'll give him attitude or reject him, what did he do? He withdrew himself and played the hypocrite. And Barnabas too followed suit. Paul was irritated. And Paul had to speak out. Amen. And Paul now mention a major key in verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Those people, they will likely also reject Paul or not accept him. They may disappoint Paul. But Paul was not, you know, he didn't care about the opinion of men at this point. He really, really cared about what God thinks. Since he knew that this is of God, he refused to follow the way of Peter. So he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Save me. The first I died. That was the first former thought structure. And I said, I live. That is the new man in me. Yes, not I. Do you understand? But Christ liveth in me. Hello. Who lives in me? The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Said to me, only Christ can live like Christ. Say like a minute. Say, only Christ can live like Christ. Hello? Do you really get that? Do you really get that? Say it again so I get it. Only Christ can live like Christ. That's why we need that switch in the spirit that will cause us to be filled with the mind of Christ. Are we together? What we're talking about is not resolutions. This year, Lord, is a new year. No more drinking. Vodka, bye bye to vodka. Bye bye vodka, bye bye to vodka. Hello. And then, that was 31st into 1st. And then there's a visit to his first place. And they set all manner of wine. And Vodka is there. And he said, drink me, drink me, drink me. And he said, no. Ah, my will, strong will. I was together. Strong will. No, yes, that different level of strong will. And the speech that is dealing with the Vodka attitude just jumped to his friend. The friend just opened the Vodka and poured the glass cup. Say, friend, oh yeah, take this. And it's this smell. You know this smell. Lord, just this once. After now, not again. And you got drunk. Hello? There are some resolutions you have made and you have broken. Because no matter what, there is a breaking point for the way without the strength of Christ. As Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. They are not strengthened by might in your inner man. My dear, your resolution will do what? Will break. Imagine you guys that are engaged and you have no mentor, go to Jesus. Nobody is providing them, nobody is talking to them, nobody is with them. So they do know that they have a lot of responsibility with courtship. And so their emotions start to fluctuate. And on a fateful day, they smooch. Are we together? And they confess and cry. And tears came out of their eyes. And they promised. You know, we don't know what it is, all good. It will never happen again. Go to Jesus. The one that happened was because they went to watch cinema. Lady could not go home, so lady slept over. You know, that, this freedom time, we are free. Freedom, freedom, liberty, liberty. Hallelujah. The next time session will take place was not in the night, it's in the afternoon. Go to Jesus. And then they cry again. If you don't receive help, a time will come. You start to begin to say, hey, we are not even having sex now, it's not impact us now, what's really wrong with it? Bible says the bed on the fire, I'm not divided the earth. You have not defined the bed. I want to get up. What was going to happen is doctrine of demon will come up. Hello. You know, there are many of us that you have not done something because there's no opportunity. Glory to God. Know what? You are not that strong. You just don't have opportunity. Hello. When nobody will know, except the spirit. No, you will not be caught. Are we together? In the better part of Jesus' name. So Paul is saying here, this life is powered by the anointing within. It's powered by Christ. It's not a life that you just made a resolution. No, there's a new you. Are we together? That helps you to press in the things of God. And we need to work in that. Amen. Do you agree with me? So question is, how did Paul come into this dimension where those thought patterns were crucified with Christ? Do you get that? How did he? Let me start with. Let's go to Ephesians. Back to Ephesians. It's on Ephesians 5. What the Paul said in Corinthians that I pray in tongues more than you all. Hello. From verse 14. 14 is better. Wherefore it says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye what? Not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. But be filled with what? Be filled with what? Now what happens when that is done? 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and what? Spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you speaking to yourself in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in my heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the things that I'm able to do is to make sure that the believers are having issues with personal, private devotion or praying in tongues. Hello. Of what? There are four dimensions to tongues. There's a place of tongues in your personal private devotion. And what happens is this. When you are praying in tongues, you are having private devotion, you are building the spirit. What are you doing? What are you doing? He that speaketh another tongue edifies himself. Build up yourself on your most holy faith. Doing what? Praying the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about you are being genuine, you are building the spirit. And what happens is that as that is being done, speaking message to God, as that's being done, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying the Holy Ghost, praying the Holy Ghost, praying the Holy Ghost. It's like you are being fine-tuned. Hello. You are being what? The frequency of your spirit is increasing and something starts to happen to your mind. Hallelujah. If you press in long enough, If you press him long enough, spontaneous thought starts to come to your heart. Hallelujah. What do I call it? It comes in different ways. As words. Hallelujah. As songs. All together. As pictures. Now, the primary dimension of this is first and foremost to adjust our thought pattern. Are you with me? To do what? It's meant to upgrade us. Hallelujah. Meant to do what? That's one of the ways that Ephesians 1:17 comes to pass. Where we have access to the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That is to say, at that point, the eyes of your heart opens. You start seeing beyond the natural into the spirit. Are you with me? But because you have not been taught, some of us don't even pay attention. You are praying tongues, you are praying tongues, you are praying tongues, you are praying tongues. All of a sudden, the tongue changes. Are we together? You are concentrating. When you first have those times, you are not concentrating. You are thinking of Toyeshi. Are we together? You are thinking of Jeanette. Are we together? Yeah, you know, your thoughts, and all of a sudden, your thoughts get stable. Glory to Jesus. And if you pay attention to hear what you're saying, there are points that there is a change in your tongue, in the tongue, or something that there's a thought enters you that you know that there's no need for that thought. Are we together? As you see on that, things begin to happen. But we don't even pay attention. And most of you pay attention like that when the tongue changes, God will be taking to you to what you are saying. Are you with me? Are you with me? Psalms are born out of such experiences. Hello. And you can stay on such and see on them. You are being changed. But because we don't have faith for it, you think it's a waste of time. You don't know something is happening to you. Are you really with me? Some will stand as we just finished now. Think about it. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Good composition? No. God's creative spirit released that. Are we together? At times, there are teachers just pop up and begin to open things up to you. Are you really with me at all? And most of us, it's even worse. You go to pray without your notes. Because you have never learned to trap anything in your prayer time. There's no notes. You just go there to just pray. You don't have your note and paper by your side to put down what is coming. In the process of that, you will learn what is you and what is the spirit. Hello? And what happens is that after God will tell you that will begin to change the way you see yourself. Sometimes God will tell you, I love you. And for someone who's really unloved, a feeling can eat you with a song and you break into tears. I don't get that. When you're out of that devotion, you're not the same person. Hello? But we take this for granted. That's our time. What I bring at God's presence to a meeting starts in your room. I don't need it together. You know, there was this year, we were to have a meeting, and the minister told me on a Thursday that the minister won't be able to make the meeting on a Thursday. And the meeting is just a day, Saturday. And me, I banked on the minister. I prepared nothing. No, Jesus. I was not prepared at all. Ha! People are coming from Ibadan. From different days of the program, I was like, God of heaven. I was really thinking, maybe you just take one session or two sessions of the meeting. I cannot turn to the minister. And I just went to pray. You know, for in my heart, I was happy what has happened. Lord help me for the meeting. And actually, there are two ministers. But you don't have time to have ministers in the meeting. But somehow, you are banking on glory to Jesus. Let me put it this way. Imagine that me, I'm riding with Pastor Chris Deban to minister. Even me, I'll bank on Pastor Chris. Glory to Jesus. I'll do something, glory to Jesus. But once we hear Pastor Chris Deban, I'll look together. Because those men have touched and we know. Glory to Jesus. Not that another touch, but you get the gist. Not that you myself, so I don't say I'm using nobody else. I can use for G. So G, I'm Pastor Chris Deban. I just say, Lord, I'll wait more for, but because I know the Lord, I will wait for Saji too. But even after God has spoken to Saji, you are still waiting for, do you get that kind of thing? That was kind of meeting that it was. So I was banking on the second minister. So God made sure that you guys, you have to correct your mind. So God has to deal with that. So the person that wants to come did not come. Go to Jesus. I did not to Jesus. So I was praying. I just had hearing. We are this thought of the earth. We are the light of the world. We are the city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. I was just hearing that song. All together. I was hearing this song. Scripture was opening up. I was in the book of Daniel. Hello. Everything I thought, but I haven't said anything. I was hearing that song. Scripture was just, I was just seeing scriptures. I didn't carry my Bible there. It's just my notes. I started noting those things that God was saying. You know, bam, open up, pia, 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 pia. Hello, go to Jesus. So as I finished, you know, it's like it's raining. But I was in my bedroom. So I paused a bit. I came out. Jesus said, guys, Jesus said, play with them. You know, get all of them. You know, I know my people very well. I thank God for that. And then after I played with them, I went back. I went together. As I started again, I was hearing that song. You see, I was breaking loose again. Hello, glory to Jesus. Oh, have I seen things I've not seen in Daniel 1 before? Are we together? We're just breaking loose. Ah, and the thing we're doing was glory bearers. Ah, I said, God, thank you. I started scribbling it down, and like that. And it was continuing. Night, my wife in the room, I'm in the bedroom, you know, scabashing, and then it's coming. I'm putting it down, and because it was just coming fresh. I'm not tied up at the time I thought together. So I rushed to the meeting on Saturday. So my plan was, when the minister, he will minister first, and I will take the second ministration. Do you understand? My plan was actually like, as his ministry, I'll prepare my notes. Glory to Jesus. Hello. Because those thoughts were still disconnected. Hallelujah. And I got to the meeting. I've not rested well, but there, talking. And it was time for the first ministration. I just put a hand on my shoulder. All of together. There was nobody at my back. Hello. So I knew that it's the Lord and also the minister. That day, I know I was in trouble. You don't understand? By the end of the day, we were in the meeting now. So God helped me with that meeting. Then, from that day, if they tell me that Samuel is going to be in the meeting, I'll receive. After 3 minutes, the second minister took it on one level. Remember, I've not seen that minister that way before. He ministered powerfully. Hallelujah. Showing us that it's the Spirit of God that is doing it. Are we together? So the idolatry of men of God, God destroyed it. Hallelujah. And then I myself, I learned something fresh from that experience. Are you living with me at all? I'm never afraid of ministrations. My real issue is, God, what do you want to say in any meeting? Let me just have your mind. What do you want to say in any meeting? Hallelujah. And that was good for me because of the level and the kind of assignment I want us to do. Are we together? Are we together? So these are things that happen that helps you and helps all of us. Now, I'm going somewhere. In my secondary school, after I failed jamba and white ones, glory to Jesus. With the next attempt, the next jam I did was worse than the first jam. Are we together? I love Jesus. Are we together? So that day I came home, I was to warm the stew got burnt, because I was thinking another year at home after the university. Hallelujah. But the only time I just had access to just, you know, just pray and pray, trusting God, pray and pray and pray and pray. When you pray at times like that, at times God may not come in that moment, but it may come to you in a dream. Are we together? Are we together? Praying tongues is very powerful. Then my dream, I just thought, I know I was hearing the songs. Miracle, Adura Miti Dao. Hadura Miti Dao. Hello. What am I hearing? And I was very late in my heart. In that dream, I knew it's about, don't mind my dimension. Glory to Jesus. Alright. And it was about the school I applied for and the course. I knew that I'm going to be one of the students that will make it. Glory to Jesus. So my fear of staying at home, I woke up with faith. People asked me, what am I done? I said, I'm going to be in UI. But I've not the result. Hello? Then after that, I'll pray one day, and Psalm 46 just broke forth. I'll say in tongues, the Lord is what? My refuge. A very present help in time of trouble. Hello? It was just breaking from pia, pia, pia. The way he calls like shot of life, what's he doing? Discarding any darkness that is remaining. I got to a point that I know that I don't know what's going to happen. Because my first exam, I finished physics, finished chemistry, and English. It's only my exam finished. I come 179 or 176. Go to Jesus. This one exam, I didn't finish physics. I don't finish math. Go to Jesus. English is not my zone. You know, when you're looking for math, me, I'm looking for math in chemistry, physics, and math. Go to Jesus. Not in English. Hello? If I saw 80, 90, no spaces, English, for 50, I'm okay. Are we together? So, and when it's not my zone, I just finish, you know, just finish something, just finish there for nothing. Just finish there. Amen. So I'm like, God. But what God showed me came to pass. Hello? Are we together? In school, while I was in travel level, I did some materials, and I know that this result is failure. This is pure carryover. Pure what? Because the compulsory question, I know it's going to be zero. But I was called there. Then I went to pray in chapel. And I was praying. Oh, God had to speak to me, first rebuking me about not being sorry in my academics. And I said, you're going to lecture before you do anything ministry. As in terms of church ministry. Hello. And God had to speak to me about Ogun State. That was 1996. About what? And where I'm going to lecture. What do you think happened to me? I became a sales student after this experience. What has happened? My thought structure. I put in hours that I studied in school, prayer for tongues, but when it comes to study all this classwork, it was not a good thing, but I learned it, you know, after I was corrected. Then God gave us good brains. There were courses I did that I ranked a day to exam, and I scored 69. Is that a good way to live? It's a bad thing. Lord Jesus, like, this is what they call electrical circuit. One day I read everything one day. This is scattered in life. I pray to the level. They go open my brain. Just spanking, zim, zim. After exam, all spank the course, going to Jesus. And I get that ability from the beginning of the semester. Some of them failed. Hallelujah. But later God showed me that that's not the way to live. Hello. As you do that, what happens to you is that God began to, will start to change you. People that you have things, you know, against them, your heart is wrong towards them. God has to bring them to you and adjust your heart. You start to see them in the image of Christ. Do you understand? And you are able to intercede for them. Hallelujah. Yeah. Things in your family, God has to show you. Are we together? Also, God has to speak to you about his eternal purpose. So, a time of praying in tongues helps you. So that's why, for me, find a day, once in a month, when you disappear to Canaan land. If you like, go to a meditation camp. Where you can just be alone. And just do 6 hours. How many hours? Just enjoy yourself. If you are tired, sleep, wake up, continue. One day, you'll be able to do straight. Hello? Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. All the ways I believe Paul had a reconstruction in his heart. And one of the key to his revelation by the body of Christ, all together, that opened up all the spirit he knew before, but he was using the same scripture to persecute people of God, is that I believe as he prayed in tongues, the heavens opened over him. All together, as he prayed in tongues, he was being able to ascend into divine thoughts, to divine frequency. That's like at 6 September, make sure you are there. It's just 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m., it's not much. Glory to Jesus. All together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. But some people don't really believe that praying tongues also brings about renewal of the soul. He does. Hello. I think I will see this in Jesus' name. God reconstructs our thought structures. I find the things that will happen in the future, God has to put them in place. And what happens to you? You are not afraid of your future. Are you together? In this realm, you can come to a place I can say, I'm fully persuaded. Do you get me? Just like, you don't see that the thing will not work out. If there's no space in your thought pattern, it's like, you go to the dictionary, just take blade, just cut, impossible, remove it. Some people open your dictionary, they're looking for impossible, it's not there. It is cut out of the place. Do you understand? You come to a place that is like nothing shall be impossible with you because your faith has risen. Do you get the point? And they have cheated us. None of us here, we don't pray in tongues. Prayer is powerful. Particularly if you do it as a beautiful, you know, take the incense of worship. You know, take some of those songs, sing them, pray the songs in your personal life. Are we together? You won't realize what you have it all. My heart is yours. You know, you take the song of the weddings, you pray it in your life personally. Hallelujah. The point I'm going to that, something that I'm praying, you know, on my own, and you literally see God's presence. Hello. Have you prayed before? I just said, I told you walk in the room and you open your eyes, you didn't see anybody. Are you afraid? Probably an angel is there. Are we together? And because some of us, at that point, some of us just close the door. You're not praying again. Because you're still afraid. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus made. So, praying in the Holy Ghost is very helpful. Praying with songs that we know is very helpful. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost is very helpful. Are we together? It's very helpful. And, you know, take your time to pay attention to the things that come to you in those seasons. And what you need to do on them, work on them. For example, the first time I told you before that I realized that God did not use Samuel to replace Eli priesthood in scriptures. I was praying. I was together. And he was asking me, calling my name, Debo, do you know that I did not replace Eli with Samuel? It was my 200 level. That 200 level was a very wonderful level. I had a lot of experience in my 200 level days. You know, I know they are taught, my church, they've taught us so much about how Eli was blind, showing Jesus, and somebody replaced him. So I was like, somebody replaced Eli. Hello? Does God laugh? I'm asking, does God laugh? Are you sure? Or God frowns? No, God can laugh at your guys, just laugh at you. Like, you say, so you don't even know. Do you understand? Like, play with you. Just like a laugh. Like, okay, check it. And, okay, I'm like, okay, who replaced Eli Priesthood? And it's Zadok. Do you understand? The point is that I've not, is this not my study? You know, we have told you see it, that, you know, do you understand? So that dog, okay, so I have to go and carry my concordance. And look for that dog. And the only thing about Eli to match them together after the prayers. And I said it was true. So I come and tell you that, guys, you know that, somebody don't replace Eli. Hello? What am I doing? I'm replaying my prayer life. Glory to Jesus. What am I doing? I'm just replaying my prayer life to you. Do you get that at all? I'm replaying my conversation in the closet. I'm not talking like the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you know that. He's like, no. And then he said, And then I said, let me show you. Who showed me? Talk to me. Who showed me? There's no Bible study, but that the place of the truth opening your eyes to see. Are we together? Are we together? So even in scriptures, what happened that changed my understanding about a lot of things? Personally, how to handle prophecy,
how to back prophecy, the implication of prophecy. Because that was almost like 100 years from when the prophecy was spoken. Saul ruled 40 years, David ruled 40 years. So in the days of Solomon, that dog replaced the Eli priesthood. That was a long time. That was what? Like, first of all, God to look at an organization or a life and say, sorry, I rejected you. And nothing shows that they are rejected 10 years. Go to Jesus. That's fearful. That's what? Fearful. 20 years, they are still prospering. But what has happened? God has signed, God has changed gears 30 years ago. May God help us in Jesus' name. That will be a portion in Jesus' name. So, at that point, you know, you pray for yourself that, Lord, may my life not be like this. Are we together? And I love all that that opens up. So, at times for me, I love to read scriptures and pray in tongues. Could they open up to me? Glory to Jesus. If something is wrong at times, I love to pray over it in the spirit. Or I have a release in my heart. Or I have a word on it. And that word helps me to take the right decision. So I tell people feel that you are wise. No. If you stay praying the Holy Ghost, you have wisdom. Wisdom will flow in your heart. Glory to Jesus. Are we living together? While I was lecturing, I did that a lot. And I had a lot of music called boys. I just pray and I don't know what to do. At times I'm not even conscious. Little just more of like guide me to do the right thing. Like a day that one of the court boys came to class, they had planned that he will come late for exam, and that when he comes late, normally I'll be angry that he's coming late. And so when I'm angry, if I speak angrily to him, he should just eat me. That as he eats me, I want to eat back, then they will rush me. They all of them eating together. But that day when the guy came, I had this exceptional patience. I was so patient that I knew that this patient is not normal. I just had this compassion on him. I was patient with him. I treated with him very well. My patience, my being kind, disarmed him. And then made him sit down. When people were through, I gave him additional time and waited for him. Then they came to me and said, God is with you. Go to Jesus. They didn't even know that anything happened until after. Hallelujah. So at times, you know, so really, after you have really prayed, just kind of your attitude is just controlled. Your words is just, your words, they're just controlled. Are we really together? At times, the prayer is able to suspend an evil in the future. Amen. But the point is this, that our thought structures, they are affected as we pray in the Holy Ghost. When you pray, you hear God. When God comes to you, one of the primary reason for coming to you is to change the structure of your thoughts. Hallelujah. Is to put faith to displace fear. Are we together? The spirit or the garment of praise. Do you think you what? The God help us in Jesus' name. Do we really get this? And that's why I encourage that apart from church, spend time to pray at home. Start with 30 minutes. It's not small. Spend time. Spend personal time with God. Hello. The only reason why the man of God that told us rejected that PhD, you know, earlier in the message, that opportunity, was because Jesus came to you in a vision. The letter they will give you the next day. You saw the same letter today. Hello. You are in prayer. Are we together? And Jesus gave him a second letter. That this is what I want to answer them. And he saw that. Hallelujah. Even the words of that second letter stuck in his brain. So why did you think that the second day? I saw this yesterday. And the devil says, no. This is not God's thought towards me. Hello. Imagine that you did not have that encounter. All of happened. You have gone like any other person. What an opportunity. This is scholarship. It's not even applied for. Have it together. So, the place of praying the Spirit, and all of us really practice this, always take a note with you and learn to put thoughts down, images down, and make sure that you follow it up
or just the understanding of what God is saying to you, and that will begin to reconstruct the images in your heart, your thought pattern, your imagination, your reasoning. Hallelujah. Lastly, on this, let's go to the last point. There was a time I was in a counseling unit in a congregation, and went to counsel some people after the meeting. And this lady came and shared with me that she's just coming from home, and that the person she's planning to marry, who is a priest, one of the churches in Nigeria, that at that time actually slept, maybe a priest to be, but the guy that didn't want to be a priest, actually slept with her. And that was the second time. And the first time they confessed to their bishop, and the bishop prayed with them, and that should not happen again. Now it has happened, they can't even go to the bishop, and transferred her mind to break the relationship. And I also felt, Abba, I can just maintain the secret with you. Break it. Glory to Jesus. I just felt the guy is playing on the lady. Hello. Now, how can you be a child of God and you are doing something like that? Break the relationship, Gary. So I prayed with her. She was, you know, she cried and she felt relieved. And I counseled her. Hallelujah. Then I got to my room. And I sat down. You know, I told you, if you like to pray when you get to your room, either religiously or normally, if you ask is right, God will speak to you. Go to Jesus. Because someone will do it religiously. Just get to church like this. Just get to church. Just sit down. You're not really praying, you know. You're not religious posture. Amen. And I then go to our room, put our Bible on the table like this, or like this. I'm actually thinking, why did Brother Wally act like that in church today? Amen. Hallelujah. But that day, as I said, either religiously or dumbly, and Lord just spoke to me and said, you gave the wrong counsel. I had to go back to her. And God opened up to me her family history, opened up to me her background. And God showed me that the devil's plan is to put her in shame. That if she breaks up and goes around a relationship, she will still have sexual problem issues. And the devil was that she should get pregnant and out of wedlock. Are we together? That the solution is not breaking up. And God told me how to go about it. Hello. Those days there was no phone. So I had to find her off. Going to her hall, looking for her, then we sat down, and I had to tell her, God said this, she was just like, yeah, true. This is about a family issue in that time, and I told her, you're not breaking relationship. And to God's glory, that issue was sorted out. She's married with children today, and God is in our relationship. How many times have we given counsel by thought patterns? That is void a type of mercy and void for the purpose of God. Hello. How are we together? How are we together? Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Okay. Colossians 3:16, popular scripture. Can I give you on the screen? What I'm going to do is this. I want you to love prayers and be a prayerholic. Say that it's better to be a prayerholic than be an alcoholic. Say to be drunk in the spirit is better than being drunk with wine in excess. Alright, Colossians 3:16. Amen. I'm praying that this really helps in Jesus' name. I pray that it really helps in Jesus' name. Some of us don't really pray. You don't even know why you should pray. You don't pray to be spiritual. Hallelujah. A true man of prayer will be altered in the place of prayer. See, Jesus was transfigured in the place of prayer. When he was there in Gethsemane, what did he do? He was saying he comes to Passover. Do you understand? That's a talk. That more of like, Oluwa. But he came to a place An angel came to strengthen him, and he could say, not my will, but your will be done.
Hallelujah. Our thought pattern is purified. Our emotions, they are purified. Our will is purified. For some, just this feeling of joy, and you are just in the house, you are just in alone. There's the energy to jump, and you are jumping. Glory to Jesus. For some, it's tears. They cry and cry and cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. Like Jeremiah. Lord, call him the weeping for prophet. Are we together? Some, they don't really cry. It's like small tears. You know, like that. And something's happening within. Are we together? So Lord, we help in Jesus' name. How many of you have really been in a meeting? And you find yourself crying and you're really wondering, I'm crying. Has that happened before? Ah! Because you're so stiff. Hello? I was in one meeting one day. Huh? I was sitting at the front. God. I was trying to, the thing was boiling. I was, you know, you are trying to pipe it down. How are you talking? Which one is this? Okay, Obaraje. Which one is that in English? You know, when I got home, I was asked myself, like, God, what did you do in that place? After that, what is it called? The mucus came out of my nose. I was embarrassed for the better. Glory to Jesus. That day, God was just in my hand. Jesus of Nazareth. Is it face over now? Could not help at the point. You know that was the work of the Holy Ghost. Glory to Jesus. Because you were trying to hide it. And then that's it. Alright. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and nourishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. My point is the truth of God's word dwelling in our hearts richly. When last did you pick a chapter of the Bible and you meditate and you memorize and you visualize? Hello? You did what? Talk to me. I'm not talking about casual reading. Just pick Psalm 29 about the voice of the Lord. And you meditate. And you memorize. How is it? And you visualize. And say that, okay, well, for the next 7 days, my prayer time, I'll spend 15 minutes to just declare that to atmosphere. When did you do that? Or, probably, you have never done that before in your life. There's a place of meditating, thinking on those words. A place of memorizing the words you are reading. A place of visualizing it. Like season 1, season 1, season 2. Glory to Jesus. When you do that, what happens is that God will start to show you some things. The first time God taught me about fatherhood and the place of not being an irresponsible father was when I was reading and studying about Eli and Samuel. And I thought that the same mistake Eli made with his sons, as powerful as Samuel was, he saw the call the sons of Billy as well. Hello? Hello? I've got to show you that you can be a great minister of God and your sons in the house, they are not taught the way of the Lord. Even though sons in ministry, sons in church, they are taught the way of the Lord. Are we together? I wrote it down. I was not studying it to go and preach somewhere. Hello? It was not for preaching. It was just normal. I want to do stuff. I want to read for time. I want to understand chapter 1, 2. I want to know what is there. Content. Understand. Graphically put it in my heart. To the last chapter. Pick second Samuel. Pick first Kings. Are we together? Pick Philemon. Pick Philippians. Hello? We are not that thorough in our paying attention to scriptures. We are flaky. We are what? Flaky. So all of them was sharing testimony. He said, we were somewhere. And it didn't look that all of them started talking about. It was also about joining them. And this is just proving that speaking from no man. He said, just use my pack in Bible that
Brethren, we will see later. Do you understand? That word, speaking of Noma, did what? Shut down is being part of the criticism. Hello? Hallelujah. The first time that I saw that Jesus never lived to make intercession for us is faith. And I also saw that they are talking about brethren at least all day and night. They realized that most of them are doing 24 hours ministry. You are either going to join the devil to be accusing brethren, or join Jesus with the world interceding. That is just telling you to your level. Glory to Jesus. David said, your word have I hid in my heart. So even in the Old Testament, storing God's word in our heart, I set our thoughts to torture so we can break away from love sooner. Then, are we together? And most times, when you don't really stay with God's word, when God breaks His will, it's not appealing to you. People that don't really stay with God's word will despise their birthright. Say to me, Esau despised his birthright. Talk to me. See, Esau despised his birthright. If you want to study very well, Abraham died when Esau and Jacob were 15 years old. Remember what? That means the son grandfather Abraham. Now imagine this, my season thing. Glory to Jesus. Early in the morning, Esau has taken spear, arrow, and bow. He's going to meet the people of the land. He's going what? Hunting. He was the man of the field. Remember that scripture? Are we together? And imagine Father Abraham. Because then they said almost together in the same house. I hope you know that. And Abraham wanted to talk about the covenant and the old man. Have you met people before? I can't tell you the history of the family. I look at that. And you're really praying that Mama should finish. Hallelujah. Tell you about this. Do you know last week? They are like, you're worried that, if you come to reach this wedding, you will meet, you know, they are your little cousins, you know. In fact, part of us stay for Ghana. They are like, Mama, you know, and you talk. I have one of my grandma like that. So can you imagine Father Abraham shouting, Esau. I think I was like, the guy has gone to the field to hunt. Okay. And imagine that happening every day. And one day, Jacob is like, I always call him, I'm here now. And what I want to discuss is for the firstborn. Hey, let me also hear about it. And one day, I was like, okay. And then I start to talk about his work with God, his encounter, issues of Hagar, issues of, you know, how your father, how we got your father, how we waited, how is making after. Are we together? It's not even time to talk about the dust of the earth, the start of heaven. Are we together? It's not time to talk about all those things to Jacob. Are you with me? Do you understand? Jacob starts to think, I wish I was the firstborn. Hello. Jacob starts to say, I want this thing. And since they said that, Isaac is not really always giving Jacob space too much. And then maybe the mother also asked the mother, how did you meet my dad? And all those things are just being told. And you're like that, okay, I'm not even meant to marry from the Eden. Hello? And so, it's like, every time Jacob sees Esau, there's this holy jealousy. Esau, Baba. Glory to Jesus. And then one day, Esau came home. What has happened? Although Jacob's motive is still formal, but he really wanted the birthright and the blessing. Hello? So the day Esau came home famished, hungry, and he was like, give me stew. I mean, that was Esau. Jacob felt tired. Today and today, we must negotiate for our destiny. Hello? Was it what? I negotiate for our future. No problem. I give you still, send me your birthright. It's all like, You give me something physical that I can eat. Me, I give you invisible. Oh. This guy is moving. Hello? This guy does not understand. Are we together? Who is foolish? Hello? Do you get the point? He's not saying, give me the best meat. If I give you this food, all the meat for this month, every animal you caught, I must roast them. No. Say, give me your birthright. Do you get the point? How did Jacob get to know about the birthright? Jacob must have had information. Hallelujah. So he valued the birthright. Hello. I don't know what thing about how I feel about what happened. I'm not giving the record. I just know my own season thing. Are we together? So what happened? He saw those. Can you see well, and the guy has food. Go to Jesus. Call him Jemku. Free food. I'm about to say that. You know, what's that guy to me? I stood it to you. What happened? Everyone recorded that there was a transaction. Porridge in exchange for what? Talk to me in exchange for what? Talk to me now. What an unequal exchange. Hallelujah. How many of us, because of our not being informed about transactions that is affecting us presently? Hello. What am I affecting the future? In 2009, Good Friday, I had a vision. There was a man of God in Nigeria that wondered what really happened. And God showed me something in that vision. And that vision, the man exchanged his destiny for a woman. So I'm like, God, at that peak, then I can do that. And then, God has to speak to me that it's not like I cannot say it. I start hearing this song. He's able, abundantly able. To deliver and to save, he is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. Because actually, that one was positioned by the enemy to stop him. The woman was not aware that she's a vessel. The man that missed him was not aware that the man was a vessel. Do you get the point? Hello. My very person, Jesus. I know that. Some of us don't believe that. But I saw that anyway. Don't you, Jesus? Sometimes it says this, primarily, that, you know, the sort of spoken word that comes to you, and then the written word. These words are meant to reconstruct our thought pattern, so I can put our hearts towards the plans and put of God to our lives. And not only that, so that we can say yes. Thy kingdom be done in my earth or on earth as it is in heaven. So, question. This written word of God, how many books of the Bible have you read since you believed? There are 66 books. It's great to read in journal. It's lovely to read great men of God. Hallelujah. But when will you fellowship with Moses? Through Genesis. When are you going to enjoy dimensions in Exodus? Have you ever examined Leviticus? Or you feel those two? Or Covenant? When will you read the book of Joshua? When are you going to sit down and eat good food? 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. What day would happen? When will you try to understand the afflictions of Job? Can you see Christ in the book of Job? It's very possible. But when will you sit down with that? What day will you start to journey with Matthew? And then fellowship with Dr. Luke. And see the mark. That how did Mark come to this point in his life? How are we together? Hello. When will you enjoy the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. When will you want to really sit down with Romans? There are about 8 laws between that Romans, you know, 1 to chapter 8. When you look at them and really enjoy them, just feast. Lord Jesus. 4 Corinthians. Why can people be so much blessed with the gifts of the Spirit? And have so much canna? Glory to Jesus. When will you sit down with that? What day are you going to consider? Sit in the book of Galatians and see the mentions of Christ being revealed in Paul. I mean, to Paul and then through Paul. So I can pray that God walk in me and you walk through me. That's a prayer that came from studying such a book. Glory to Jesus. Before you know what says, when I went to the book of Ezekiel, God loosed my tongue. I stopped stammering. Glory to Jesus. Went to be deliberate about studying the scriptures. Be what? It's important. You don't understand the book of Revelation for now. Just read. When it will open up. Hello? It will what? It will what? And the written word will affect your thought structure. It will affect your choices in life. It will affect what you value. If you are given 250,000 now, what will come to your heart? Let's say you are able to remember tithes. After tithes, what will you do with that money? Do you have a library? Will any money go into that library? Can you decide to learn from men in future, men in contemporary times? And let what God do in their life affect you. Hello. When have you ever taken money to the bookshop and buy a good Bible that I used to study? Since I believed. Have you stayed just buying a 500 Bible? When will you buy a Bible of 6 sides? Have you put another 500 down for Bible? Thank God for e-Bibles. Thank God for computer study materials. Glory to Jesus. Think about it. What investments are you putting into the area of the word of the Lord? Hello? Hello? Let's say, okay, what about Bible on tape? What about messages on tape? Per week, do you create time to just listen to a minister that you are sure is a man of stature? And do you check what you have learned from him in scriptures to show that they are so? Hello? Messages, these days, 45 minutes. Now, generation 3 hours. But now, how many hours? Short capsules, fast food. In fact, there are sites on the internet for free download, even for Bibles and books. When last do you visit them? But every software in agriculture engineering, you know them, you are downloading them. Are you doing anything about these areas of your life? Are we together? So we are meant to learn to study the word and to practice what we are learning. Hallelujah. To do what? Have you ever taken that personally? To just look at from Genesis to Revelation, how did God come to people in dreams? Have you taken to study how did Joseph come to the place of interpreting dreams? And how did Daniel come there? Hallelujah. Hello. I know that I've seen the video on Baba Kedayomi of reading. The video on Baba Kedayomi of reading. Were you challenged that there was a man in Nigeria who was illiterate, but the only book he was able to read till he died was the Yoruba Bible? Did that God challenge you? Talk to me. Are we together? May the Lord help us. In the name of Jesus. There are commandments, truth in scriptures that talk about marriage, have you ever studied them? Have you looked at the prayers of Paul and asked questions that they were all that they pray for horses? Hallelujah. That in those prayers of Paul, they don't pray for things. Now, why is Paul's prayer like this? And why is our prayer different? Is it the prayer in Ephesians? Is it in Colossians? Is it in Philippians? Hallelujah. I have the question, why is John writing different from every other person like that? The book of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Revelation. It's not normal with every other book. Why? Hello? Glory to Jesus. Have you studied Jonah? Brother Jonah. Hello? May God help us in the name of Jesus. If you need to take scriptures on finances, how many scriptures do you know on finances? Hallelujah. If there's a need for you to negotiate in prayer, do you have scriptures that you can use to negotiate in prayer? He goes, say, Bumi, bring your song greetings. Do you have any? Are we together? So, God's word is very important. Let's desire to do a consistent meditation on God's word and a consistent memorization. A consistent word again? Visualization. Visualize. Put what you are reading into pictures. Put them into pictures. You'll be surprised you see a lot of things. And what happens is that your thought pattern is changing. It's changing. Let's also share with your brothers. You will see things that are wonderful. Now, one time, one of my mentors, was sharing that I was with Saji Alalu, and it really blessed me. We're talking about every good and perfect gift is from the Father of Light. You will be like, what? Child of Thorny. Hallelujah. And you know, said that whatever man gives you, will finish. And a man can never give you what God will really give you. Now, for example, when Abraham had to send Hagar away, Abraham gave Hagar bread and water. Bottle of what? Water. When the water finished, plus the bread, Hagar prayed the boy to die. True or true? And when Hagar appeared and opened her eyes, what did she see? A well. He said, God gave a well, while Abraham gave a bottle. And that is a great prayer point for us. To ask for a good gift from the Father. Will you pray? Talk to me. Will you pray? Will you pray? And I said that most of us are like Hagar. That after he said, well, he still puts his thing in the bottle and walk away. Do you understand? That what man has given has limited our perception. Glory to Jesus. That day, I prayed, man. I prayed my heart, God. Hallelujah. In your prayer life matrix, before the day of Pentecost, what were they doing? What were they doing? They were looking at scriptures together and praying daily. For like how many days? 10 days. What happened? What happened? Do you understand? Those are the things that change life of Peter. So eventually he said that 6. We give ourselves to prayers and knowledge of the word. And it's not only this gift that you should do that. You should find time to do that. I encourage you, if you are doing work that you are very busy, find a time monthly or bi-monthly that you can just spend 6 hours alone somewhere. Just look somewhere. Just sit down. Don't bother. You are not competing with anybody. You are not trying to get revelation to come and share with anybody. You want to learn so you can live. You want to learn secrets so you can live. What men have written as books were what they were taught in their closets. Are we together? Fine. Sit down. Sit down with God. And let your mind start to get adjusted. So as Paul tries to open those scriptures, he tries to say Christ, Christ. In the process, God gave him the revelation of the body of Christ. Paul talked about the local church and the church more than any other person. Hallelujah. The same Paul that once upon a time rejected Mark will say later on that he's profitable to me for what? Ministry. Something that happened to Paul himself. He comes to me and said, I'm the least. Before we say, you know, but later he said, I'm the least of the apostles. Something has happened to Paul. Hallelujah. I pray that we'll do that. What happened is that everything about us will change. Our family has to change. And then that change will be consistent from year to year. Hello? You will sometimes say you are changing. You know that you are changing. How many of us, you know that you really get angry before? But your anger has reduced. Let me see your hand up. What happened? Something has happened to you. Hallelujah. Something has happened to you. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I pray you will see this. Before I want to counsel you, I don't care about your feelings, how you will take it. I give it to you as the sword of the Lord. It is the word of the Lord. And it pierces and divides asunder your soul and spirit. Are we together? But with growth. And assembling you. My God, this guy, I don't want to cut off his head though. Help me, I'll try. Do you understand? At times, you have to pray for you to cancel the person. At times, you don't even call the person for cancer. Just pray for him. The Lord, let him see it. Go to Jesus. Can we just pause here and pray?